This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick, and our colleague Noah Adams has been listening to some new music. Well, it's old music, really, Noah? It's performed by the jazz pianist Brad Meldow.
Alex, it's a solo piano recording called Live in Tokyo by Brad Meldow. Improvisation around the songs of the Gershwins, Cole Porter, Thelonious Monk, Radiohead, and Nick Drake. I had never heard of Nick Drake, have you?
I just had heard about him from our daughter.
Really?
A couple of years ago.
Wow. Well, thank goodness for Google. For me, I had to look him up. He's a British singer-songwriter who died early in his career, back in the mid-70s. He wrote really haunting music, especially the tune that Brad Meldow used to close his concert in Tokyo on the piano. I'm going to put a few notes in your head right now that will stay here for a while. Here is Nick Drake himself singing the melody of his song, Riverman.
Gonna see the Riverman. Gonna tell him all I can about the plan.
So I'm trying to imagine this is a piano solo piece, and what drew this Brad Meldow to do this?
Yeah, I'm thinking about the lyrics, too. Meldow says he doesn't really understand what the song is about. He just likes the atmosphere of it. Here's the same melody on piano as he gets his 8-minute version started. And that's how it starts. I talked, Alex, with Brad Meldow last week just about this song. We went over to Santa Monica to borrow a studio and piano from our friends at local member station KCRW. Meldow was in town playing in a small Hollywood club, solo piano. Club's called Largo, and that's the same place where he first heard this song many years ago.
Strangely enough, the manager and owner of Largo, a guy named Flanagan, Mark Flanagan, is a pretty good musician himself, and he came out occasionally. He comes out and sings a song, and he sang Riverman at Largo, and I said, what the heck was that song? That was beautiful, and then he told me about Nick Drake.
Yeah. It's very soft.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet sound. You wonder what would have happened to him had he lived past 1974.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. What did you find in Riverman when you first heard it, though, that it spoke to you?
Well, you know what speaks to me a lot with singers when I go to interpret their songs is their style of phrasing. And by phrasing, I mean rhythmically where they're placing the melody, the flow of their sentence, of their paragraphs, of the story they're telling, where that sits in the beat. And oftentimes what you get with interesting singers that I love, whether it's Billie Holiday or Joni Mitchell or Nick Drake or a whole number of singers, is this staggered quality of holding back behind the actual rhythm of the music and waiting and staggering things and the sort of emotional effect that can have. And Nick Drake really does that in an uncanny, gentle kind of way.
Let me try to restate it and see if I have it right. You're talking about he was singing behind the rhythm of the song
mm-hmm.
that he was performing. How do you do that on the piano? Can you show us a little bit?
For instance, the rhythm's already interesting in this song because it's in 5/4, which is a pretty unconventional meter. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then his melody is... instance, if he sang it on the beat, it would sound like. It would be more square,
Yeah.
So it has this nice lilting quality that actually lends itself to a great tradition in jazz rhythmic feeling that I think started with Coltrane's revolutionary album, My Favorite Things, where you get these, you know, on Coltrane's My Favorite Things, the title track is this arrangement they did. You get this lilting new kind of swing that almost has this sort of drone bagpipe modal thing to it. That's a real mixing of, and some of the Nick Drake harmony feels like that.
Do you hear the lyrics? Do you hear his voice singing when you're playing or working on the music?
Probably at this point, no, because I've internalized that. That particular song I've been playing for years now. I think with that one, I listened to the record and tried to play rhythmically what he was playing, what he was singing. And that's a real challenge. And one of the things that's fun to me about covering a Nick Drake song or covering, I do a Radiohead one on this record too, Paranoid Android, is trying to mimic a little the way these singers are singing, because they're so idiosyncratic, they're so unusual, they're so not legit.
In how many shows do you think you would do Riverman, or do you always do it when you play?
A lot of times it winds up as an encore.
As an encore.
You know, and recently with this record, actually it was the first time, or one of the first times that I played it solo on this particular record, and sort of in that performance I found a new sort of different way to play it. It became much more of a sort of big piano thing with a lot of sound and all over the instrument and a pretty high intensity kind of thing. I have a general shape of this tune when I play it. I want it to be sort of maybe an emotional centerpiece of the set that I just played for 80 minutes. So the improvisation will be different from night to night in terms of the notes that I'm playing, but I will have an idea, unless I'm really in a different mood, you know, that I want it to reach an emotional intensity level, and then hopefully I'll be feeling that intensity level myself so I can portray that, you know.
What is it like when you're playing in a hall and you've got 2,000 people there listening to this song, breathing with you for 8 minutes, and then you finish? That there's that space between the sustain of the note and the applause. What's that like for a pianist?
It's a wonderful feeling. Yeah, I guess you're asking about the little interval of time.
Yeah.
Yeah, wonderful, quick little silence. I love it when I feel like I've been able to be honest about what I wanted to express, and I was honest, and somebody in the audience heard that, even if it's not everybody, that somebody caught that. Being able to express what you want and having that intersect with what they're coming to when they come, the audience members, what they're bringing, you know, that's a great feeling.
We've been talking with Brad Meldell. His new CD is called Live in Tokyo. Thank you for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me. A pleasure.
So, Alex, I'll bet you'll be humming that melody, Riverman, later on today. It stays with you, I think.
No, thanks for the music today.